Shalom and good morning, saints. Yes, thanking Brother Kimani for the ministration he did last week and all the other servants of God who taken it upon their hearts to be a blessing on this platform. So thankful to all of them. And this week, I just want us to share just very simple inspirational notes that we can draw from Luke chapter 5. And so I am beginning to read from there in the first verse. Luke chapter 5 and verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Now, of course, we know this was the time when the Lord was about to enter one of the boats. And it was that time when Simon Peter was to be called to start following the Lord. And I just want us to look at that first verse today. In the coming days, we will share a few thoughts on the other verses which follow, but let's look at these words. The people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Now, that's a wonderful thing to do. Why were these people pressing upon him? Well, because they were hungry. They needed to hear the Lord speak something. And it is just important for us to have that in our Christian character, because you cannot press upon the Lord if there is no hunger in you, if there is no desire in you. It is like a little child. When a little child is hungry, they'll start pressing upon the mother because they desire something to eat. When a little child does that, it is not out of pretense. It is not out of learning how to do it. It is just an inner pressure from within that hungers, that thirst. It desires to eat something. And one thing is, spiritual hunger is not something one can fake. Hunger is part of our natural makeup. When that energy begins to deplete, your whole body begins to respond. Your whole body begins to desire and, you know, cry out for more, you know, for something to eat. And when you eat, well, it's not a theory. Satisfaction is an experience. You are not told that now you are satisfied. You feel it because the body was designed in that way. Likewise, these people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Now, pressing comes from a hunger, a desire, and a desire to be filled again, a desire for your emptiness to be filled again. Now, let us go to 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1, just to look a little more about filling in the emptiness. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. Again, this is a familiar story. It's a story of that widow woman who was in debt. And when the creditors came, they were threatening to grab her children. And so she goes to the prophet Elisha to cry out to him, explaining to him her condition. And in verse 2 of 2 Kings chapter 4, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? Now, it is interesting that even when our need is very obvious, very explicit, God always desires or requires that we express our need. You are not going to sit down there and say, well, the Lord knows what I'm going through. And no, he wants you to speak it. He wants you to express that need. If you remember Blind Bartimaeus was one day crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the scripture says, even when he was brought to the Lord, it was very evident this man is blind and he needs sight, but he still asked, what do you want me to do for you? Back in Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned and the Lord came walking in the garden, God asked, Adam, where art thou? It's not that God did not know where Adam was. The confession, the expression of the expression of acknowledging I'm in a wrong needed to come out of his mouth. Now, verse 3, then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Now that is how God is gracious and generous. He is more than willing to satisfy our need. He needed more emptiness, actually. Now, it is like the way the issue of the baptism of the Holy Spirit has been made. It's really been made like you need to beg for it, you need to cry for it from God. And you know what? It is not so. I remember years back, Brother Tim teaching on this, and it was a wonderful teaching. God actually desires more than you for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He actually desires that you can be more empty so that he can completely fill you up. Now, verse 4, and when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So what we are saying here is these empty containers which have been lined up, and an instruction is given. When one is filled, set it aside. And you know what? The same thing applies to us, to our lives. The moment you feel you're filled up and you've arrived and, well, you have whatever is needed from the Spirit and you can't learn anymore, you don't have any more emptiness. Well, maybe you've stayed very long in the message and, well, you feel you are experienced. The moment you think, well, that's it, I'm full. Guess what? The protocol is set aside that which is full. It is my prayer that we don't get to a point where we feel that's it, we've arrived, we're filled up. May that emptiness always be in us of wanting to sit at the feet of the Lord, to keep learning, to keep surrendering, to keep yielding, you know, and then we will be blessed. And you know what? When you read verse 6, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. So if I ask, what made the oil to stop? Is it because the supply had finished? No. It is because there was no longer any more emptiness to press for that oil to come. What was attracting that oil to flow was the core of an empty space to say, I am still available. Now, if you were one of those little containers on the queue, let me show you a little trick you need to do if you want to stay on that line forever. You want to keep on being filled. There's a little trick. If you are the first one in line, you get filled. Don't go away. Go empty yourself somewhere. Go empty yourself into another container which has need. The more you empty yourself, you can get back online and you can be filled again. And here is a great lesson. God never fills a vehicle which is packed. He fills a vehicle which is on the move. He'll keep filling it with fuel. And I believe every person listening to this, God called you for a purpose. Brother, sister, young, old person, you have a special place in the house of God. And you need to be filled, and He doesn't just fill you for the sake of entertainment. Whenever God fills us with His Spirit, whenever His anointing comes upon us, it is to respond to a certain need in the body of Christ. There is someone who can be encouraged by you reaching out to them. I don't know what your calling is, what your gift is, but guess what? Some people spend countless times praying, Lord, fill me, Lord, touch me. God is more than willing to do that. But the thing is, many times we are so packed, we are doing nothing. How can we be a blessing to another person who is in need? There could be someone in your very church who is suffering from depression or a particular need. Don't think it's the pastor's work to visit someone who is sick. Someone doesn't have to be sick. Maybe you just need to visit them. As you are chatting, as you are talking about the things of God, the Lord may use you to speak a certain sentence, statement, which can be of encouragement. And that person may just need it at that time. Others maybe have been called, you know, to evangelize. The thing of it is, to be a healthy body, each one of us needs to be on their post of duty. But there's a great tragedy which is happening among many who believe, and people think it's all about mysteries and the deep things of God. And all they do is to warm their chairs in their home, you know, digging deep into mysteries. That's a wonderful thing. That's a beautiful thing, to learn new things from the Lord. But remember, you have a special place in the heart of God and in the house of God. And you have to be part of the link in a chain that should be a blessing to another brother, to another sister. And the more you empty yourself into the needs of other people in the house of God, the more God will keep filling you. Praise the Lord. And the thing is, may it not be upon us that we'll reach that place where we feel, well, you know what? We are filled and that's it. Let me read the last scripture. And that is Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. I want us to learn from these apostles. These were great men of God. We read about their exploits in the book of Acts. But I want us to notice something in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Acts chapter 4 and verse 29. This is the time when I believe this was Peter and John. They had been preaching and then they got arrested. And so later on, they get released, you know, after they've been threatened never to speak in the name of Jesus. And this is what they said as they were praying to the Lord. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now, the beautiful thing here you see is they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. These are men who had already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, but here you read that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You see, brothers, we can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the infilling, we need it from time to time, because it is what gives us the strength to press on, to move on. And it is my prayer that as you wake up this morning, you can be filled to be a blessing to someone, to minister to someone's need, because the body of Christ is big, but every joint has to supply to the need of a particular area in the body. May the Lord richly bless you as you reflect on these words. Amen.